Senator Ford, thank you for this luncheon. To you and Jean, it is great to be able to share this with you, to Speaker and Mrs. Foley, to Majority Leader Mitchell, to Majority Leader and Mrs. Gephardt, to the Chief Justice, Mr. Rehnquist, and to Justice White, to the combined leadership, to Senator Dole, Senator Stevens, Minority Leader Bob Michael, and Minority Whip Newt Gingrich, and to all of the distinguished guests, to President Clinton and our First Lady. Boy, that sounds good. I wish I could express the emotion in my heart or the gratitude, respect, and friendship that I hold for all of you, especially my former colleagues in the House and Senate. I wish I could express the hope that we share for our country, the magic of this day, and the change it will bring. I've spent nearly two decades with many of you in service to our country and the men and women who are her strength. I've been honored to serve the people of Tennessee and the people of our nation, and am now honored to accept this new responsibility and this awesome challenge as a partner in doing everything I possibly can to make Bill Clinton the best and most successful president our nation has ever known. So may I return your toast, Senator Ford, with another. May we all not just listen but truly hear. May we all not just see but truly understand. May we all reach deep into our own hearts to summon the will to take action, to keep our commitment to the kind of democracy and the kind of government that never forgets its roots or its responsibilities, that remembers it was forged by the courage and vision and ideas of the people it was meant to serve, to our democracy.
Thank you very much, Senator Ford, Mr. Speaker, Majority Leader Gephardt, Senator Mitchell, Senator Dole, Senator Michael, I'm Representative Michael. I'd like to begin by saying I didn't get much sleep last night, and if I get through this, it'll be a tour de force. Al Gore and I stayed up a long time talking last night about this day and this country and what we hope that we could do. I want to say first how very grateful I am to the Congress for the exertions here to make this inaugural day such a meaningful and wonderful one. I would like to especially thank Senator Ford, who worked so hard to make sure everything went off without a hitch, and he did. I also thank you for the wonderful gift of Crystal, the letter opener, which I will treasure always, that proved that we did get enough electoral votes to be here today. Mr. Speaker, I'm delighted to have that key. However, with all respect, I can't believe you were fully briefed about my proclivities in lobbying legislators to let me come up here without an invitation. I may be here all the time. Why, just when you said you wish me well in untangling my relationships with Congress, my head, almost as if by magic, tilted in Senator Dole's direction. I make two serious points. Once in a generation, we really are called upon to redefine the public interest, and the common ground. I honestly do believe much of what we have to do today is work that knows no necessary partisan label and does not fall easily within the conventional divisions of liberal and conservative or Republican and Democrat. The second point I wish to make is that I cannot succeed as president unless Congress itself succeeds and the American people like the Congress again, too, or I seek to do. And to do, we have to work together and move forward together. So I would like, in gratitude and respect, to propose a toast to a new partnership in America's government. Here.
Mr. President, exactly 2 hours and 16 minutes ago, you became President of these United States. And through the magic of your hard labor here, I'd like to give you a picture of that occasion just as quick as we can. We'll take it off your hands and see that it gets to Chelsea because she's keeping all the mementos. Thank you all very, very much. The luncheon is over, and we look forward to a new beginning and a great 4 years and a terrific parade and hopefully a short night for you, Mr. President. So we can say thank you all very, very much.